We are in Hidden Notes and Gems. How long have you been here?
Just over a year. September 1st.
Yeah.
We opened last year.
Were you online before?
Yeah.
So what made you decide to open a store?
People were wanting to see the product, and we didn't have, you know, enough space in our home to show the product. So we thought, well, we'll open a shop, and there was one available, so we did it.
And was business good to start?
Yeah, it was pretty good to start.
You've said that you are closing down on Saturday, so
yeah.
Just a few days from
yeah.
now. What were the challenges?
Cost. That's the challenge. Yeah, the cost.
Rental.
Yeah. And then, you know, utilities. Yeah, that's the big cost.
Did they stay the same or go up?
They go up every year. So once we hit a year mark,
up it goes.
Up it goes.
Did you get much walk-in traffic to help?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen quite a bit this morning.
I think it did slow down this year because of the economy. So people just don't have that extra, right? That did hit us. The fires hit us as well. So not as much tourism, but...
Well, it's crazy, too, looking at, ever since we put the signs up, how busy it has been. When the last 3 months, we've had days where nobody even came in, didn't make anything. You know, we just were making rent late.
Yeah.
We never made it on time in the last...
Yeah, no. It was. It had slowed down that much. So in the last, like you said, 3 months, I think, mm-hmm. it just got worse and worse and worse each month. So, yeah. It was a tough decision. We tried, but then, you know, it's just getting harder and we're having to borrow more just to make the rent. Yeah.
It's a sad thing when it happens.
Because we didn't want to do it. We wanted to fight. Like, we did fight really, really hard to stay. But it's gotten to that point where we're just going in debt, you know,
mm-hmm.
to stay open for people because that's we want to be here for them. But, what can you do?
Well, can you tell us about how to reach you after you're not at this location?
That would be that website there, hiddennotesandgems.etsy.com. It's kind of the only way to get through.
Tell us about the store itself. What do you do here, or what did you do here? And what did you sell? What was your goal?
Our goal was really why we got into the business was because we've been, you know, in the spiritual kind of sector for many, many years. And we were using essential oils and crystals for healing for ourselves, naturally, and herbs and whatnot. And we were buying... obviously online and the odd time in town, but there wasn't a lot, but the prices were very, very high. And so we looked into it and found out that it didn't have to be that high. So we started getting our own, and then we went, you know what, we want everyone else to be able to have them too at an affordable price. So that's been our big thing, is helping others heal. She took a few courses in crystal healing and card readings and, you know, furthering our knowledge on stuff. And yeah, we just really wanted to be, you know, helping other people as well to heal at a good price, right? Like something that people could afford. But it's just gotten to the point that we would have to probably raise our product up over half of what it is now.
Yeah.
Just to be able to make things. Like we've gone for over a year without a wage. And now we're at the point, because all of the money is going into paying the bills, that we
can't get stock
anymore. So, but online, we did very well with that. And we were able to keep our prices low and do well at the same time. So... we're going to go back to doing that.
Have you kept up the online while you've been here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had a website, but we've switched tried different platforms, right?
Yeah.
Several different ones.
There's some that have more benefit, like they do promoting inside their own without us having to go pay Google, pay this, you know, Facebook, all that. They do their own advertising. And we tried them, and it just didn't work. And then I switched to the one that's connected to my till, so everything in the store was online at the same time. But, of course, when people come down here, why go online and pay shipping when they can just come in?
Things are tough for people to pay.
I know this is probably not the happiest time for you, but what will you look back on and think that was really nice, or that kind of made it work
better? I think being able to connect with people, you know, and help them with their healing, you know, and have it, giving them somewhere to come, and whether it be for protection, if they were going through something in their home that they felt they needed some energy healing for, or, you know, being able to help someone that has anxiety or headaches or pain in their body, and being able to give them tools for that. I think it's been the best part, right?
Yeah.
Would you be able to continue that end of things online? Apart from just...
Yeah, like, people message us and that kind of thing, and we can guide them in sort of
a direction. Yeah, so we're lucky to be able to have that. Because we're going back on Etsy, they have a whole messaging system built into their website, so people can go back and forth and chat and stuff like that. And I do have quite a few people that did come down and do local pickup anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we could have that face-to-face.
Oh, yeah.
They just had to order online and then...
I think the big difference is they can't pick it up, you know, if they're looking to feel the energy of it themselves in person. Is probably the biggest challenge for them is not being able to feel that. Because you can't, you know, necessarily feel the energy through a picture. Some people, yes, but not everybody, so that's the hard part, I think.
Yeah.
Would you consider having another opportunity to maybe have something downtown with a co-op or something, you know?
Yeah, I think that's been the big challenge, is just, like, covering it all. There's just so many things.
Yeah, and, like, we even looked at smaller spaces and stuff like that, and it's still just...
We've had people as well, many, many people come in and wanting to use the room we have because they couldn't afford it either. So they, you know, were hoping to collab, but it's a very small space. So, and then that might cause, you know, because whether it be people that read or people that do therapy, healing, energy healing and whatnot, they don't want to kind of interrupt the customer base, right, with their customers coming through and that being awkward for the customers. So I think that was the challenge of it. Otherwise, we probably could have collabed, right, to make it easier on everybody. So like you say, a co-op would be a lot different.
Or a pop-up shop at some given point in the year.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the farmer's market?
Farmer's market?
We thought about it. There's just so many.
We have done markets. Things. Before we actually came here, we did markets in the mall, and then there was one up by the...
At the rec center.
The rec center. We did that in the beginning, yeah. It was our kind of start to being out in the public with it, and then eventually here we are, but it's challenging.
You have Etsy, but any plans or thoughts about anything else?
We're not really sure of a whole lot that's available. We've just got our own website for now. I think we'll probably switch that again, assuming we won't need the till system, right? So that's kind of a go-along-together thing. So I guess we'll be kind of seeing what's out there and available and...
Going from there.
Yeah.
Everything's a little up in the air right now.
We have had people... ask to take our product to markets as well. We've done that as well. Let them take it and then, you know, bring it what's left over back. And we've done quite a few different things to try to, you know, spread out. But, yeah. For now, I guess it's back to Etsy and see how that goes.
We're sad to see you go.
Thank you.
And we wish you all the best.
Awesome.
Hopefully your online presence will help you get back on your feet and out of the debt that
has accumulated. Unfortunately, that wasn't, you know, something we were thinking about. It was just being able to reach people and help them. You know, it works for us, so we want to share.
Wish you the best, and that energy will come back to you.
Yeah.
It'll all work out.
Yeah, the way it's meant to.
Yeah.